Opposition groups in Venezuela say they've collected more than enough signatures on a petition to recall populist President Hugo Chavez. But the country's election authorities cannot confirm that. They say the petition drive has been marred by allegations of fraud. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Caracas.
Technically, this weekend was the so-called signature repair period, a one-of-a-kind electoral exercise in which the owners of disputed signatures on last year's anti-Chavez petition could either confirm or deny they'd signed. The negotiations leading up to this were complicated and bitter, and the arguments kept raging even yesterday in the polling stations. In this case, an election official told a man that he couldn't sign because the name on his ID card didn't perfectly match the name on the election rolls, even though the rules allowed slight discrepancies. Election officials became a lot pickier after pro-Chavez authorities said on Sunday that they'd arrested several people in possession of hundreds of fake IDs. The extra scrutiny of ID cards in the polling station slowed things to a crawl, and anti-Chavez voters, such as Francisco Badaron, found themselves standing in the rain for hours. They're making up their own rules to try to make this drag out as long as possible, but we'll wait 5 or 6 hours if we have to, Badaron said. As Sunday wore on, the police raided the offices of opposition parties, ostensibly looking for the source of the fake IDs and running into angry crowds of Chavez opponents. Banging on pots and pans and yelling, "Get out, get out," the crowds accused the police of trying to plant fake IDs in the party offices. Opposition Congressman Pedro Pablo Alcantara echoed the accusation.
Pero esta es una práctica que forma parte de un plan para acercar a la población al
This is part of a plan to make people question the results, Alcantara said. The opposition says it confirmed 700,000 signatures, more than enough to trigger a presidential recall election. And they're worried Chavez will claim fraud, as he did after the original petition signing last year. The president says there's no reason to worry.
If the National Electoral Council says tomorrow or the next day or on Friday that the opposition got it, then I'll be happy. Let's go to a referendum. I have nothing to fear of a referendum.
Some of Chavez's supporters gathered outside the polling stations where they encouraged passersby to go inside and retract their signatures. Sierra Herrera and Jasmine Soto, self-described revolutionaries, said the news of the fake IDs had shaken their confidence in the honesty of the petition drive. We've seen the evidence and it disqualifies this process, they said. But they also said they'd wait to hear what President Chavez had to say. The official result isn't expected until late this week. This Chavez opponent, who wouldn't give his name for fear of reprisals, was pessimistic.
They're going to say they're not going to accept it. God help us. It's going to be a trouble.
Trouble is just what this petition was meant to avoid when the government and the opposition agreed to the rules last year. Venezuelans are hoping that whatever the result, it won't provoke another deadly round of street battles between Chavistas and their opponents. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.